Oh, Dua Lipa? Yeah, I like Dua Lipa very much. Yeah, I think she is able to straddle between generations and all that. She's one of those rare artists that appeal to like my demographic as well as my kids' one as well. Yeah.
One thing which people didn't know about me is that I like to curate certain cover songs, and then I'm able to appreciate it in my car while I'm driving alone.
These are some of the older songs that I liked when I was much younger. Then I find that there are new renditions. It helps to relax me, it helps me to be emotionally connected to some of the things that I'm thinking about. Sometimes the more upbeat music motivates me and clarifies me to do certain things, yeah.
I'm passionate about change. I think that it is a myth to believe that if nothing changes, that we will get a very different result. That's not possible. I don't think that the ruling party, the PAP right now, has the ability in itself to enact that change from within. Any management guru, anyone who runs any large organizations around the world will tell you that the forces of change will be the best way for a large organization, which the PAP is a large organization, for them to adapt, for them to really change in a meaningful and sustainable way. I personally believe that that should come from the opposition voices, increasingly so, in Parliament. One of the key matters which I would like to champion is definitely the enactment of a universal minimum wage, which I think will serve the people of Singapore much better. I think that the progressive wage model that was enacted 12 years ago is very much outdated and exclusionary in nature. I think that with the advancement of technology and the adoption of those technologies in high-tech equipment like cleaning robots, AI cameras and all that, I think that it is inevitable that a lot of our PMETs in the middle class, the middle age segment will require our government to provide more social security. Given my background with the Singapore Manufacturing Federation, I know the voices of the SME owners. I know the pain that they go through. And I think that government should come in to provide an important safety net for their workers as well. Hopefully to enact a change to the lives of the people in Singapore, I think that after speaking to Man Wai back in August 2023 and later meeting up with Dr. Tan Cheng Bock, I felt that there was a common sense of purpose that we share. And that's how I started the journey with the PSP. I wanted to be able to really say what I want in Parliament on behalf of the residents that I hear from.